This is setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
An example of what not to do.
Yeah. Look, you shouldn't litter, right?
Sure.
Plain and simple.
Yeah.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without littering, causing your cryptocurrency scam to come crashing down, you're doing okay.
Oh, no.
5 years, this dude's been on the run, came to an end after he was arrested for littering a cigarette butt.
Oh, gosh.
So I guess police, this is in South Korea, so I guess police said that they only intended to really just first ticket the guy. Then it escalated to arresting the guy for throwing the cigarette butt. But then they started getting suspicious because he started begging them to let him go just this once, and then tried to escape.
Just this once?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then he was like,
wait, why is he saying that?
Right. Exactly. And then they're like, hey, let's see your ID. And they're like, and then he goes, no, I'm not going to show you my ID.
Oh, no. And then what are you hiding? What are you hiding?
And then he pretends to take a phone call.
Oh, come on.
And then offers the police a bribe.
Oh, wow.
So this is all because he's been running a cryptocurrency scam and defrauding about $13 million from about 1,300 people.
Gosh.
Yep. So.
Okay.
So he got busted.
You know what? It's always really, it blows my mind how people think that they can start something like that and it's not going to blow up in their face. Like, I don't understand. Are they just selling like fake crypto? Like just making it up and they just start selling enough of it, people buy it, but it's.
Were you thinking about getting into crypto scamming?
No, I'm just like, but you're
like, how does he do it?
People getting busted doing this stuff over and over again. Yeah. It's like, how do they think it's always going to work out and that they're going to ride off into the sunset rich?
Apparently, he had it going for 5 years.
Oh, okay.
So it was working for him for five years, 13 mil. All and right. It's always something that you don't expect that takes you down. And for him, it was his cigarette butt.
Hello.
Yep.
That's great.
There you go. That's your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. And a lesson, don't litter. Oh, yeah. And don't, you know.
Don't do crypto scams.
Don't scam people out of $13 million in crypto.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, then there's that, too.